Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We are looking at an email here from Sydney.
Hi, Demon team. I've been a Demon subscriber since April and have improved from a diagnostic of 149 to 167. However, the 167 is a combined score. Okay, so you took each individual section separately and then you combined them together to get your 167. I work a full-time job and find that doing three time sections a week from the same practice test and using the score converter tool is more manageable with my schedule. Sydney, by the way, you probably don't know this, but on the timed section history page, you can click on the three dots next to any one of those sections after you've completed three from the same practice test and merge them together to get your score. You don't have to go over to the score converter and put in that information manually.
That's great. So we'll save Sydney a little bit of time since they're busy. Cool.
Is there a difference between combining sections that I took throughout the week and sitting down to take the full practice test? Should I take these combined scores with a grain of salt? Should I implement more full practice tests into my study schedule? Currently, I do a full practice test once every 3 weeks. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to say, yes, there is a difference. Yes, you should take them with a grain of salt. And no, you should not implement more full practice tests into your study schedule. I have known plenty of people who never took a full practice test, myself included. I think I didn't, you know, like it may, I did like one or two maybe in the beginning of my prep, but then I didn't focus the rest of my prep around doing full practice tests. Why would I? I knew basically how I was going to perform on each of the three different timed sections. Games was my weakest section. I spent the vast majority of my prep doing games because that's the section that I just had to improve on.
Yeah.
But why do I need to sit there and do a full practice test? I needed to do a lot of timed 35-minute sections so that I could figure out what the hell I was doing playing that particular game. Doing 35-minute sections back to back is trivial if you're good enough at the 35-minute sections themselves.
Well, and you're talking about not doing them at all, but Sydney here is doing them once every 3 weeks. So it's like, hey, you're getting that experience. I'm not worried about this. This is fine.
I mean, yeah. And I would even say, Sydney, you can cut that down if you want. Like, I don't, unless you suffer from some crippling test anxiety or unless it's a really big deal for you to sit for 2 hours at a stretch, then I don't see. Yeah. I mean, one every 3 weeks is to me plenty.
Yep.
And if that's too taxing and you want to just focus more on doing your timed sections, I think doing one timed section is, you know, it's better than doing zero timed sections. So I certainly wouldn't let this like drive to do full tests interfere with my regularly working on the practice of those 35-minute sections.
Yep.
Thanks, Sydney. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.